Hey guys, it's Rockton Hams. Super excited to be back. We missed a week, but we're back on track. We have Franklin and Tracy and me, Gigi.
What's going on? How are you guys? I missed you.
I missed you too.
Well, actually, I had lunch with you yesterday.
True.
Well, I missed you guys.
Yeah, happy Single Awareness Day to me.
I was going to say it, but I'm glad you said it first.
Yeah, because it would have been real sad if I had to receive that type of sadness.
I don't know.
You spent Valentine's Day with me.
I had lunch with you, and I had a Valentine's dinner.
Oh, so ooh, you double dipped.
A dinner? Was it a romantic one?
No.
Was it a fun one?
It was a friendly one.
It was a friendly one.
Yeah.
He said friendly, and he shrugged a little bit.
I mean, it was with people you know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds fine.
That sounds really nice.
That's fine. Sounds regular.
Well, right? That sounds a lot nicer than what my Valentine's Day was, because the day before Valentine's Day, I caught the stomach bug. And so I had
Finally, someone else got sick beside me.
I had my head in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And that doesn't lead up to a really romantic or enjoyable Valentine's Day. So it was more or less uneventful. But Valentine's Day is my mother's birthday.
So it's really her
birthday first, always.
Absolutely.
So we did a little mommy-daughter shopping.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, wait, your mom's back.
She's back. Oh, yeah, congrats. She's back from her cruise. It's so nice to have her back. We went to the mall.
Oh, gosh.
We love the mall. It's like our thing.
I can't remember the last time I've been to a mall.
Gosh. I was just
I'm a mall rat. I love the malls. I mean, the idea of malls disappearing makes
me sad. Please let them all go.
I love them. I have so much fun at them.
That's where we differ.
We are very different.
Okay. So you got the Auntie Anne's.
Yes, that's what we did.
No.
And the guy who sold me my pretzel.
You really brought one.
I bought one.
Oh my God.
I got the crunchy almond. Girl, they are delicious, okay? And this guy loved me. They make them fresh now, like made to order. And so it was hot.
Where were they before? He made
a really big one.
They were made in bulk.
And he gave me a free caramel dipper.
Okay.
So he's like my new BFF. But no, they weren't made to order before. They were like pre-made and they would like heat them up. But they make the specialty ones.
I've always seen them like rolling that dough in the
And then they put them in like the hot heat lamp.
Okay. We're going to stop promoting them.
Sponsored by Auntie Annie's.
So, you know, it's February. Happy Valentine's Day
yesterday.
I feel like we want to talk a little, keep with love in the air. Talk about
it's
love.
It's the love month. Let's have it like that.
Yeah, it's Black History Month.
Absolutely.
It's love month. Talk about some love languages in real estate.
Ooh.
But what is going on in real estate? Things are starting to look a little different lately.
I see Tracy smiling, so that's a good sign.
Well,
things are starting to pick up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots more buyer activity and lots more seller activity. I literally had a client ask me, are you going to send me that listing agreement or what? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Praise you.
Okay. That is the love language I want to hear.
So,
I'm sending it right away.
So communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at the Bright MLS stats for the week.
Oh, you're doing research now.
Oh, sis, I always do research.
Always.
Oh, I thought you said I was the research queen, but now you're doing your due diligence.
I mean, you do the research, but no one questions it. I do the research. Everyone's like, that's not true. So anyway, you know, showings are up, which is the first lead indicator for people who are interested in buying places. Days on market has decreased a little bit, which is pretty awesome.
Open house traffic is very high now for some type of properties.
Open houses are truly a gold mine, I think, right now for agents. Although a lot of the buyers that are in there are already represented. I will say,
I guess it depends.
I did an open house last weekend, Super Bowl weekend.
Uh-huh.
Not one person was represented.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And they were like humans that I wanted to work with.
That's awesome. Okay. Well,
like I was more than happy to be like, hey, nice meeting you at the open house. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, he got some good ones.
And most of those people were from New York, which I don't understand how I always land people from New York.
There's so many people from New York here.
And they're attracted to me.
And they're all looking for people from New York.
You said they're attracted to you.
And they're attracted to me.
Of course they are. Everyone's attracted to you, Franklin. That's
we'll talk about that another time.
It's just you're selective. But no, I think open houses are awesome right now. They I think buyers are very curious to see what is on the market right now. They mm-hmm. are shopping around
yeah.
versus like having to see things day zero or one on the market. So open houses, they're going to them and they're really giving them true consideration before either speaking with their existing realtor or before like deciding to really buy. Like it's their decision making point. Like, okay, there's enough in the market right now. The prices seem to make sense for us. Let's take this home buying serious now, this process yeah. seriously.
I totally agree with you. And they definitely have more leverage now, right? They can be a little bit more pickier and perhaps maybe not have to overbid, although I just had a transaction a couple of weeks ago that turned into a multiple bid situation.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
and it
that
had been
a lot.
Sitting for like 40 days.
That's the laws of attraction.
Yeah.
When you are interested in something, you're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's been on the market. Some other clown's going to come out of the woodwork and be like,
yeah, don't take it for granted, honestly.
And that's the thing as agents, like sometimes I feel like buyers feel like we're just trying to rush them into the whole process. But there are some things that we as agents can help control,
mm-hmm.
but we can't control other people from liking the property.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can control our timing, meaning like getting you under contract quickly because you communicated to us that you like it, we're going to take that. Mm-hmm. You know, this is part of love languages, right? It's like, what's that one that's called? It is not words of affirmation. What's the one where like you're listening, you're receiving and
gifts?
No, it's like presence. Like
oh,
being, like
time.
Time. It's yeah. time. It's mm-hmm. quality time, right? Because the quality time in the love language, the way that they break it down is like not just being there physically and like on your phones, but like really paying attention to what they're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're listening to these buyers tell us we really like this house, but we know that the market is a little slower, so we may want to shop around. Well, what I'm going to translate that is you really like the house. If you want it, I'm going to try to figure out how we're going to get it. And if you don't want it, that's fine, but know that there might be someone right behind you bidding on it.
Absolutely. You have to be decisive about your wants and your needs. Twice, me personally, when I was looking for a property, I took it for granted myself, so I can speak about it. It had been sitting on the market for a very long time. And the moment I decided to submit, the agent was like, oh, sorry, we already have an offer and we're already accepted. So I always tell my clients, you know, don't take it for granted that it's been sitting for 30, 60, 70, even 90 days, because the moment you are interested, if you like it, there's a possibility somebody else likes it too. That's what I tell them every time. And do you want to take that risk in someone else getting that home? And you have to answer that question yourself.
Well, because inventory is still low. And if buyers are coming back online and inventory stays low, we're back in a very similar market than we were in before. And
yeah.
although interest rates aren't like, you know, rock bottom like they were, they're still coming down slowly. So, and people are responding to that. Like, they're like, oh, shit, like, they're coming down. Like, they might come back up. So let me buy now. So we're still, this frenzy is kind of back again.
It is. I think it's going to even pick up even more as the months get warmer. And
yes.
people are going to start to regret that they chose to wait.
Well, you know, I have two stories. One, I had this buyer who I was going out with in 2021. And she did not.
Going like dating?
Girl.
I know.
No.
Just wanted to clarify.
She was from New York. And we went out every weekend to look at places. She had a very extensive list of things that she wanted. She wanted to be within farting distance of the metro. She wanted a parking spot. She didn't have a car, but in case her brother came to visit her from out of town, she wanted to have this whole laundry. I found places for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she never wanted to follow my advice on how to submit the offer.
Mm-hmm.
We lost all of them. And then it was like butting up to when she had to renew her lease. She decided she was just going to renew the lease. 2022 comes around, she calls me, hey, there's this house in Michigan Park, I want to see it, blah blah blah. It was on the market for a little bit, price was fine, but had opportunity. And she put in, she's like, let's go low. And I'm like, no, let's go in with it. Let's not do that. Went in low, didn't accept it. The person ended up selling it to a developer. Now
darn,
she had one of the things that I think was most painful for her was that coming back to the market from 21 to 22,
mm-hmm.
her buying power decrease by $150,000.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And so, you know.
That's because of interest rates or because her employment had also changed?
No, same employment. Everything was the same with the exception of the interest rate. And so I think the language and the story that people are saying, buy now, interest rates are where they are, it's sort of not fully translated to why that's important for someone. If you have an interest ability, if you have the ways, means, and ability to buy a home, granted, if you don't find anything you don't like, I get it. But now with the interest rates increasing or have increased at that time, they're higher than the year before, to put yourself in a new market of $150,000 less mm-hmm. can be very different in DC.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And so I felt very defeated for her. And I wanted to go back to myself and say, what did I not communicate with her to stress the importance of her making those moves when she was supposed to be making those moves? So I think a lot of the communication should increase more than what, and we've talked about this here, where there's a lot of these like headlines and people are screaming and saying, buy now, date the rate, marry the house, all this crap. And but they're not really giving you the why behind it.
So what would you do differently if you had the opportunity to work with her again? I'm sure you will.
I stay in touch with her, touch base with her probably like once a month.
But what could you have communicated differently, or how can you make sure that you don't end up in that situation again?
Well, I think the one important piece that I fell behind on mm-hmm. in this, or I let go to the wayside with this particular person, this client, was that I did not really set up and establish what her absolute goals were.
Okay.
Because if she was okay with not finding a place, then I'm not going to lose my mind if she doesn't get the place she wants.
Right.
If she was just doing this to see if it happened,
right,
then I could understand that you don't have the same sense of urgency as like, you've got to move out of your house.
Sure.
Right. And so I think understanding and understanding their values and what's important to them, and then repeating it back to them, mm-hmm. saying, you know, so I understand that you have to move by August 1st and blah, 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 blah. And then so that you're both on the same page, because if you don't make moves, then somebody is lying.
Right. Absolutely. So do you think she was being unreasonably picky?
I don't think she was being unreasonably picky, because we found things that she ended up liking and we did write offers on places. But I mean, I spent my whole summer with this woman.
It sounds like it sounds like she
and no booty to prove for it.
even though she was making offers, it sounds like she still had commitment issues.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of setting herself up for failure. Like, I mean, if you translate this into dating, right? Like, ooh, if you find someone that you like,
that is something else.
if you find someone that you like, and you're taking a chance and you're going to go all in, mm-hmm. and you know, yeah, you have to like put up some boundaries and safeguards, and we do that like with how we write the contract. But if you're getting the inclination that this could be the right one, you're not going to like be a half-assed person.
Right.
You're going to put your full self into it to show them that like you're in it.
Right. If you know, you know.
I'm laughing.
Right?
I'm laughing because I have recently downloaded Hinge.
Okay.
The dating app.
Of course.
And let me tell you something. This thing is a joke and a half.
Oh my god.
I mean, you like swipe and
you'll have to show me.
Yeah, I was like, can we go nothing, on this after?
There
I
is can't. Nothing for me to show you because okay. it is dusty boots on there.
Okay.
I mean, some of these guys on there, I'm like, oof. I mean, I'm sure someone's saying that about me, but
is it because of their photos? Is it because of how they look, or is it their profile itself?
All the above.
Okay.
All the above.
So they're having marketing issues.
They didn't take good pictures.
Yeah.
They need to call you to redo their profile.
I'm 41 years old. I'm a man of a certain age, and my friend group is, I think they're getting tired of me being single because I'm number five all the time.
Damn.
But I was thinking of, and they were like, well, and this is sort of where this came from. They're like, well, are you going to start dating or nah? And Evelyn's been like, hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to be like single for the rest of your life?
And are you going to have a baby or what?
Oh, why did Evelyn's voice just get so low when you said that? Evelyn does not have a low voice, guys.
No, she doesn't. But I feel like when she's like trying to tell me to do something, her voice gets like this.
Because it's like your dad lecturing you about something. Yeah. Oh, Evelyn. Poor thing.
But they were like, what's your love language? And I've recognized this from my last relationship, who I'm still friends with him, that I hate words of affirmation. Like, it, nothing chaps my ass more than someone's like, you're so great, you're doing this, you're amazing. Like, I want to vomit when I hear that shit.
Damn.
But mine is acts of service and time.
Okay.
And I think I expressed that. Like, I find disgusting joy in making somebody a meal. And, or like when I'm helping clients, I get joy out of working with them and helping them find solutions. But I'm not going to blow their head up with like a bunch of bullshit and be like,
you're so great.
You're the
so
greatest client ever. But like, shut the hell up.
Well, that's why I remember when we were talking about you buying a house, and then we, like, Tracy and I were pitching you on like why we'd be the best realtor for you. And you were like, I don't need vision. I don't need someone to like to validate why I need to buy this house. Like, I don't need that shit. I'm like, okay. So that speaks exactly to your love language that you're saying right now.
It's nasty.
It really does.
What's your love language?
I haven't taken it in such a long time, but I would say that I enjoy spending time. And I don't know if it's affirmation second for me. Yeah, I think it's second. No. Do I need affirmations, Franklin?
Like, you like somebody pumping you up?
I'm not big on that. I don't need my head blown up like that. I'm already confident in my own right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't need that from somebody else. Mm-hmm. I care more about, you know, spending quality time. I think that's my number one. I don't know what my number two is. I'll have to retake it again.
Cheech.
All of the above.
You what? Gifts, service, time?
All of them.
I mean,
my poor husband.
But you have to have a number one. What's your number one and your number two?
I would say acts of service is probably my number one. I would say that probably the bottom of the list are gifts. But
well, there you go.
I still think my love language is all of them.
It doesn't mean that you don't want gifts.
No, but they're all
them, okay.
No, they're all ranked pretty high, though. Is why I say that they're.
Oh, you took the. You've taken it recently.
No, I mean like in my mind, when I think about it, like if I didn't have this and I didn't have this, like I feel like I'd be missing something without every single one. Truly missing something.
I do want acknowledgement.
So what is that?
That's not even part of the list. I know
that might be gifts.
No, yes? I think that acknowledgement is, I think, is kind of like affirmations. It's like like recognizing that you've done something and then being like, you did a really good job doing that. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, I don't. It's a different kind of affirmation. So, okay, I'll just share something very personal.
Not personal. Not the computer.
Tracy's getting personal, guys.
Not the computer.
Cell check, are we recording?
On social media, I always see these people like, ooh, I love my wife. Ooh, I love my husband. Nyum, 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 nyum. My husband and I are not like that on social. We rarely post about each other on social. But I wouldn't mind it if he does it every now and then. He always tells me how much he loves me, cares for me, appreciates me. He tells me that all the time. I don't have to worry about that. But in a social public space, it's not done. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that kind of rubs me a little bit the wrong way. Because I'm like, you know, every now and then, not constant blowing
up
my head.
Do you post about him?
Nope.
I used to. You know what, Franklin? He's right.
Nope.
I've not seen it, but I used to.
I'm every blue moon because my husband's every blue moon.
I would say that you are a great in-person promoter of your husband.
Okay.
In a very supportive, like the both of you. Like when you guys speak about your husbands, like your eyes twinkle and do some weird shit. But
that's how we look when we speak about each other too. Tracy,
I know
I.
That is true.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're twinning again today. We're gonna take a picture. We do not
twinning.
Plan this shit.
We don't.
It is crazy.
It's
Franklin's gonna barf. But
yeah.
We literally have low bun in our hair. We've got black sweaters on, black jeans. Like we do not plan this shit, guys.
It's Felchek, just when natural. Are we gonna? Felchek, when are we gonna twin?
He's like never.
He's like, nah, son. Not
gonna
work.
Man, that's not gonna happen.
But you know, speaking about
I can't.
Chichi's losing her shit over there. Did you eat from yesterday?
I told
Franklin
you,
hasn't I eaten. Let's lost. Talk about Franklin's
still not eaten in 20 days.
No. I did a 5-day water fast and then a 7-day water fast. And
water fast and just means hungry. Fast, right?
I was less hungry on it than I am right now. I don't like how food makes me feel.
Right.
And I don't eat bad. I just don't like the way it makes me feel and whatever. That's another situation. But
there were a few texts that I received from you where I was scratching my head like, I don't really understand this. And I was like, oh, it's because he hasn't eaten.
He was hangry.
He's not able to make
full sentences. No, you know, I really struggle with like text messaging. I'm not a good texter, and or the dictating thing.
Oh, I love that.
Voice dictation.
Siri needs to check in.
You have to speak the way Siri speaks.
9 times out of 10, I'm not saying duck it.
Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Duck it.
9 times out of 10, I'm definitely not saying duck it.
How do I remove it, I'm out of here. Duck from my Siri dictionary, guys?
Just block the word.
So we watched an episode of Million Dollar Listens LA.
Did we or did you?
I did. I watched it in the car on the way here.
I literally watched the first half an hour 2 hours ago.
I watched it last night, full episode.
You did your homework then.
I watched it from top to bottom.
So,
oh my gosh.
Okay, so in the episode, this is like a quick recap, and I think the most important part for me, I don't know what your highlight from it was, but when Josh and his soon-to-be ex-husband, they have this listing together.
Right.
And they're like fighting and, you know, Josh.
At the open house.
I mean, I get offended if I have to use a bathroom at an open house. And these two are like just going at it with each other.
Just rumbling in the jungle.
And I was like, you two queens need to go.
Leave.
I thought they were the classy ones.
Go to the streets with this. But you saw the end.
Oh, yeah.
What Bobby did.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I need to say it.
Yes.
So.
I want to know what you think about
this. Did he tell Josh to kick rocks with open-toe sandals?
Mm-mm.
No. Let me tell you what happened. So Josh and his soon-to-be ex-husband have a listing together. A very expensive listing, too.
Like $10 million.
At least, yeah, $10 million, okay? And so they're co-listing it, so it's 50-50. Right. So people not in the industry, if it's, you know, 3%, it's 1.5 on each side. So they're splitting that listing commission. But then the soon-to-be ex-husband,
Bobby,
he gets a lead from an unrepresented buyer to represent
the
buyer on this transaction.
So he gets both
halves. Wait.
For it.
He doesn't tell Josh that this buyer came in. He brings the contract to the seller, ratifies it.
Oh, hell to the no.
And Josh finds out, I think, by the seller.
He finds out after they go under contract.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He finds out from after they've gone under contract already. So his ex is getting half, one and a half of the whole.
Go, Bobby.
No, no, guys, no.
He got Josh back.
Well,
listen.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Listen.
Go ahead.
He got Josh back because he you know, he was like feeling in, you know, his ego was in play. Josh is in a whole nother relationship. Bobby's still single and everything. That was his get back.
Okay, hold on a second.
That was
it
his get back.
It is not Josh's business for Bobby to get back into a relationship with anybody else.
True that.
But I don't necessarily, like, okay, I do feel like this is the gangster of gangster moves.
Yes, it was.
In real estate.
It was.
Ain't nobody working with Bobby anymore.
Yeah. He's killed his business.
No, you know what? That was a whole thing between them.
Do you think,
I don't think that's a reflection on him and
so you think
how he
that,
would do business with other realtors. I think it was personal.
Well, I'll tell you, Bobby was a realtor when he did that.
Yeah, he really was.
He was no realtor.
Okay, well, we know how Tracy feels about this.
Because they were in a relationship, so I think he was in his feelings.
So you
about
think
it.
He did that?
Yeah, that was revenge
of the
it was
status
revenge.
Of their relationship.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about
that. But you've
got
to think about this
Come
in industry
on,
standards
course.
And the fact that this is recorded for national television.
Okay.
So it's good for TV.
Yeah.
But like I could never do that to really anyone, like to screw them out of commission like that. I would feel so much guilt. And then I could not put that out in the public like that, even if I was feeling
revengeful. Wait, are you saying Josh didn't get any commission?
He only got half of the seller side.
He got half of his listing.
But we know in this industry that if a buyer was unrepresented coming for dual agency or designated agency for a transaction, usually what happens is that all the commission gets split 50-50.
Right. But he... Well, I guess it depends on what you have agreed upon.
So Josh is getting 1.5%.
Correct.
And Bobby's getting 4.5%.
He found the buyer,
but he didn't, though.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't. The buyer just happened to have contacted. I mean, a buyer has to choose one phone number.
Right.
So they called him.
So it wasn't his personal client, per se.
No, it's just someone who wanted to buy it.
It was like just some random person.
Someone called on the listing, said, I'm interested in it. He showed it to
him. Oh, he was wrong then.
Yeah,
he called. But yeah, that was some revenge.
Yeah, of course. If this is like a more personal... But even in that case, I still feel like I would still split everything.
Somebody 50-50. That you personally know, that you know, that was a client of yours, potentially, that you were working with, you would?
I think... Okay, so my ex and I, we had a client together. And
oh shit, why didn't we have that recorded?
Right.
We had a client together and it was a friend of his, and he's not as active in selling, so he asked me if I could help him with it, and I said absolutely. And I felt compelled to be even more fair on the way that the deal and the way that we split commissions and all that other stuff. I felt more compelled to be more fairer in the transaction than if it was somebody else.
Yes.
Because I would not want it to seem as though emotion got involved and trying to be shady boots.
You
or
have integrity.
And there's
a level
of integrity that
absolutely
I want to hold on to, because
that's your name.
Right. And he would provide
and
a referral.
You don't hate him that
well,
much.
Well, and Bobby,
no,
so
I don't
Bobby
hate him.
Doesn't have integrity. Like someone with integrity wouldn't do
no.
that.
He was on some get back. That was a revenge move. It was dirty.
But Tracy loves the
Tracy.
I love
the drama.
I do agree. It
Tracy
makes for good TV.
Is down to clown with that little
4.5%. I would never do that. Okay.
No.
So we'll just leave it at that.
We would never do that to each other, guys.
No.
All right. So we're going to wrap up part one of this episode, and we're going to come back and talk about love languages with our clients.
Yes.
So stay tuned, and we will see you guys in a bit, or talk to you guys in a bit.
Listen to us in a bit.
Yeah, we're coming to you.
Bye.